That's 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message. The heavens are opened. And I want to continue to declare that the heavens are opened. Amen. Now, understand something. The blessing of the Lord comes oftentimes, but not without persecution, not without trial. Amen. He says, I will prepare a table before you, even in the presence of your enemies. And so it takes a great measure of focus and persistence and diligence and perseverance to stay your course. While the devil is messing, God is blessing. Amen. Amen. Look at somebody and tell them, ain't nobody mad but the devil. I have found out you wear your full armor when you release words that are prophetic. When you release, amen, words that are breaking yokes. And you release words that open heavens. You carry your full armor with you. Amen. To quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. But we want to continue in that same vein because I know that in this season, we're going to be working very closely to, let me go as far as to say, partnering with the angelic host. Amen. And I want us to get a good understanding of what that means, how we work together. Amen. There are certain spiritual laws that cause things of the spirit that God has prepared to come toward you. And there are laws that will release things that the devil and the fallen angels strategize to come toward you. And so we need to know how these things work. So tonight we're going to talk about what I've entitled Heaven's Hosts. Heaven's Hosts. We looked at how Jacob in Genesis 28, how Jacob, when he was headed to meet Esau, God confirmed him and reassured him that he was with him by allowing him to see the host of his spirits, the angels that were sent to Jacob to not only comfort, but to assure him that God was with him and that God would protect him, that no harm would come to him. Even with that, Jacob still struggled in his spirit, and he did things that were common to his nature in sending a group of his family first and sending gifts. But God had already shown him, I'm with you. Tell somebody, God's with you. All we need is for ourselves from time to time to be reassured by God. Amen. And those are times where, like David, we must encourage ourselves in the Lord. Amen. David encouraged himself when all odds seemed to be against him and no hope and a mind full of questions and people angry with him. But he sought the face of God and got an assurance from God that he would not only overtake, but he would recover. And God said, I want you to pursue. I don't want you to stop here. I don't want you to give in here. It looks bleak, but I don't want you to stop. I want you to gird yourself up, even though half of his men were too tired to even cross, amen, to go back with him to cross the river. He went, and God blessed him. So we have to understand that there are certain laws of the Spirit. When we operate by them, we can start to see more clearly and understand more profoundly how God is working. And even though God is on the throne, there are those, as we talked about, that are sent. The angels of God that are sent, that are here, that are among us. Amen. Only God knows how many times we've brushed shoulders with people thinking that they were just people, but they were the angel of the Lord that was there in your company. Amen. Sometimes you felt real weak, and all of a sudden you just out of nowhere got strength. Amen. You know, angels strengthened Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane when you know, all hell had broken loose against him. When the devil departed, angels appeared and they strengthened him. We don't know these things. One day we will know as we are known. But my endeavor here is to paint a clearer picture of how we operate here, how angels operate here on the earth as ministering spirits. So we're going to take a look at heaven's host. But first of all, I want to establish something very foundational here in Ezra. A couple of verses I want to read to you in the book of Ezra, chapter number 5. And then we're going to take a verse out of Ezra, chapter number 6. Ezra 5, and let's start at verse number 1, and we'll read verse 1 and 2. The word says here in Ezra, "Then the prophets Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of God of in the name of the God of Israel, even unto them." Verse 2 says, "Then rose up Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem." Take note of this second part of this verse. It says, "And with them were the prophets of God helping them." And with them were the prophets of God helping them. If we go over to chapter 6 of Ezra, and let's look at verse number 14. Ezra 6 and verse 14. "And the elders of the Jews built it, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. And they built it and finished it, according to the commandment of the God of Israel and according to the commandment of Cyrus, Darius, Xerxes, king of Persia." Now it says here in that verse, "And the elders of the Jews built it, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo." They prospered through the prophesying. Chapter 5, in that verse we read, where the prophets worked with them. Their work was prophesying. And we read here, it's very important that we take hold of this foundational principle. They prospered through the prophesying. Jesus made a very profound statement in John chapter 6. As a matter of fact, get that up there for me too. John chapter 6, let's start at about, it's somewhere around verse 63. John 6, yeah, that's it right there. "It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profits nothing. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life." Jesus said, "The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life." Amen. Let me say that again. He said, "The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life." They're not mere words. The words that I speak are spirit. Now, we understand, as we delve into this subject, we understand that angels are ministering spirits. Okay? The word that I speak to you is spirit. Angels are ministering spirits. Spirit speaks to spirit. Spirit is what connects us to spirit. When the word that Jesus spoke, or the word that he gave to us, when we speak that word by the Spirit, it doesn't merely speak to our head or our soul. It speaks to our spirit. There's some things we don't understand necessarily. It hasn't computed in our brain yet, but it hits our spirit, because it's the word is spirit, and it hits your spirit. And when it touches your spirit, there's change, there's transformation. There's something very profound that takes place. Much of what we hear and are exposed to or conformed to today is soulish. It's just information, and it speaks to our head. But as we delve into the realm of the spirit, Jesus says, my word is spirit. It's not just information. It's not just for you to memorize. It goes much deeper than that. It has much more profound effect. It's spirit, and it speaks to your spirit. But not only does it speak to your spirit, but it speaks to the ministering spirits. Amen. Information is not important. Someone that does not have the spirit cannot command the spirits. Are you hearing? When we have the spirit and we have the word, when we speak, the word that we speak is spirit. And you can address the enemy, which is a spirit. Without the word and without the spirit, you cannot address that spirit. It says, Paul we know and Jesus we know, but who are you? You have no authority in the spirit. But because we are born of the spirit, and the word that he has given us is spirit, we address the spirit realm. Amen. We have authority. We have a right. We have inroads into that spiritual realm, where we are to have dominion, where we are to govern, where we are to impact. Amen. If we don't know that, we will be stuck with just information and no real authoritative speech. You see, as a child of God, it's very important how you talk. Amen. And that we not just, you know, throw words out loosely and carelessly. Because the words that we speak are spirit. And they carry either life or they'll carry death. They will either open up or they will close. They will either beckon one host or the other. All right? So with that foundation, we see here they prospered through the prophesying. The prophets were speaking spirit, and nothing could stand in their way or block them from prospering. Because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.